Okay. So, yeah, back to the situation, what I was saying was talking about my dad. And I was saying that, like, not every man is ready for a woman of those standards. Like, you can't have a list of things that you want from somebody, and you're not even ready. Like, because what I learned and what I see a lot is that people are not who they really are. So, like, they come out the house and they actually build this persona of themselves to make the world think that this is how they are, but this is not how they are. I'm going to keep names away right now, but I know of a woman, like a seasoned woman, who seasoned but still is like, she's old enough to be my mother, let me say that. She's seasoned, and she likes to keep up with trends and what's going on, and she's like the gossipy type, but she likes to portray an image of who she is, which is not really who she is. Like, she doesn't work, but she will get dressed for the day and wear scrubs out the house and say that she's a nurse and tell people that she's a nurse. But she's not a nurse. And she will wear a fake Fendi watch, a fake Gucci bag. She likes fake, like, I don't know if it's anything, I don't think it's anything wrong with wearing those fake things, okay? But when your whole life has to become fake and becomes a lie so that you can feel comfortable wearing those things, then that's when it's a problem. When your story is a lie, I'm sorry, this apple thing, but I need to eat my apple in the morning before I go to work, and I want to talk to you guys, too. The apple could be like my whole ride to work, and then I won't be able to talk to you. So I should figure, I think it's a little rude, and I apologize, but I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone. But, like I was saying, when it gets to that point, like when you are wearing scrubs and telling people you're a nurse and you have all this fake shit on, I think there's mentally there's a problem there. There's like some type of personality disorder maybe, because it's compulsive lying, and then you have to keep lying. And you gotta, because you lie about that, you have to lie about so many other things. Because what happens if somebody says where you work at? Then you gotta tell them where you work at. What hours do you work? And then you gotta, like, when you meet people, sometimes we go into that. Especially if you like to meet new people. Or now, it's just crazy. But it's done so that I believe it's done because it gives her power. Like, when she has to take care of business and someone is like, this is not exactly why it's done, but this is what I've seen. Like, if she has to go and pay a bill and someone's taking it on, well, I have to get to work. I'm a nurse. And then you hear that. And I'm like, but you're not a nurse. You're wearing scrubs out to run your errands and to like pay bills, like to go. I don't even know what bills she's going out the house to pay, to be honest with you. This is what she told me, and that's probably a lie. Now that I fucking think about it, I remember one time my son was there, and she was like, she wanted him to stay there for a little while because she wanted to run. My son is 16. He was about 15. I think his dad was, like, cleaning the yard or something. So he was staying there. And she was like, she wanted him to stay there while he runs some errands with the niece, with her, with my niece, my son's cousin. Just to keep her company. She watches TV a lot. She's like bed bound, so to keep her company. And my son was like playing a game and sitting there keeping her company. And if it was okay if he wanted to do that, and he was okay with it, so he was able to just a little bit. But in and out of the house he was. But so she was going to pay. Like, what bills are you? Do you have to go pay nowadays? I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to understand now. Like, what bills do you really have to get up and go pay? I'm waiting. Somebody call and tell me. Only thing I could think of is going to buy a money order. That's it. But it turns out, now that I really think, it wasn't never really to go pay bills. That's what's said. It was to go get nails done and run her errands with her scrubs on. Actually, to be seen. Go get her nails done. Go pick up a few things from here and there. Stop by, say hi to this person. Go by here where everybody is and say hi to these people. That's what it really was about. And to brag about this life that you don't really have, to make people that have the same amount as you feel a little bit below you, or not even below you, to feel, to look up to you maybe, or for you to feel some sense of security, or so, some sense of, I can walk away with my head held high because they think that I'm doing much better. And I'm doing the same thing they're doing, really, sitting around doing nothing. Not me, per se. The person I'm talking about. But, and what I learned is that people are really creating these lives. And are actually living them and being okay with that. And I had a personal relationship with somebody before. Let me check. And they were actually, wait, give me 1 second. Just going to take this down for 10 minutes. We're at 8 right now. And they were actually the same way. And I was like, do you understand that you're, like, this is not really who you are. Like, you're living a lie. And I realized that that's how they were raised. Like, how do you, you were living a lie, like, and then telling people that you own this and you own that, and you really don't. Is the feeling of, does the feeling of success come from what other people think of you? Or is it what you really accomplish? I can't do that. I'm sorry, like, I can't have nothing and feel successful because I make it look like I have something. And because they think I have something. I can't feel like, how do you sleep like that? How do you sleep at night like that? Like, I mean, I don't even think about people that much that I even care what they think if they think I look successful. Like, I'm not going to be like, I own this, I own that, if I don't own it. I'm not even going to be like, I own this, I own that, if I own it. Like, it's not going to just come out of my mouth. It has to be a situation where you really narrow it down and be like, do you own that? And I have to really answer the question. But if it comes to a point where, let's say somebody's walking by and they like, let's say someone's walking by and they're like, does the owner, walking by your house, I'm like, does the owner live here? And I'm like, why did you need to know that? I'm not just going to be like, I'm the owner. Like, I'm not, like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm more or less like, I'm private with my life, I think. But it really bugs me that some people live a lie. And I learned that a lot. But I am so happy and so blessed that I have my sanity where I don't have to live a lie. Basically. So I can, and I feel free and I can sleep at night. Like, I really don't understand how you portray this image of being somebody that has all of this, does all of this, and then when you go to sleep, are you angry with yourself because you really don't? Or is it that you don't even care when you go to sleep? Because they know. Because you already convinced them to think that. So you feel better. Because you made them think that. Why the hell do you keep coming in front of me, man? Getting on my fucking nerves. It's like the second time this man crossed in front of me and ain't going no fucking where. I'm sorry, y'all. He just pissed me off. He jumped in the traffic, sitting in front of me. He didn't want to go faster. I move over to the right lane so I can go around him. He speeds up and he cuts in front of me on the right lane. So now I'm back in the left lane. To be continued.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.